National Public Health Week is a wonderful opportunity to engage students, at least in my opinion, and I hope you think the same. One note I want to draw your attention to is throughout the presentation, I have included photos of National Public Health Week events that have been led by students. So those are the photos, those will be the backdrop of all the slides. So those, just to keep your eye out on the background as well as the text. I have no personal financial relationships to disclose. So why is it a good idea to engage students in National Public Health Week activities? Well, students bring a wealth of enthusiasm, particularly to activities in which they can really get their hands in there and make a meaningful contribution. And they also bring a wealth of fresh knowledge in which they can apply to National Public Health Week activities and projects. And by engaging with students, this could potentially provide an entree into additional collaboration opportunities between your organization and your local colleges, which can then lead to relationships that extend far beyond National Public Health Week. So if you don't already have a relationship with your local college, this would be a great opportunity to pair up with them. And colleges love to tout the accomplishments of their students, so another advantage to engaging with students for National Public Health Week is that your organization is likely to get a mention in the promotional efforts for the activities as well as the write-ups following the events. So it's a nice plug for your organizations there. And perhaps one of the most important reasons to engage with students is that it's a great time to recruit them into APHA on the national level, into your affiliate, and also within your own organization for employment opportunities, perhaps. So why might students be interested in being active participants in National Public Health Week? Well, I don't know if I should admit this, but I think an appealing feature of National Public Health Week is that it requires just a short time commitment. Students, as you know, and everyone is very busy, and they want to be involved, but they're being pulled in so many different directions from semester to semester, hard to keep up with all the activities they want to become involved in. But National Public Health Week, it's a doable thing to commit to. This, one activity has defined parameters, so you might be more inclined to see students willing and able to participate in National Public Health Week. Also, students are trying to figure out what they want to do with their careers, so National Public Health Week also provides a great opportunity to test out different areas of public health that they may not otherwise pursue. And I think it's just human nature to want to be part of something. So this seems especially true among the student population. They're usually younger and very energetic, want to be involved. So being a part of a national effort would be enticing to students, something that's taking place across the country that they're a part of. And one of the most important things to students is expanding their network. So again, National Public Health Week presents new networking opportunities outside their campus bubble that they're in. And another thing critical to students is building their resume. So if participating in a National Public Health Week activity means that they can add it to their resume, then this would be another enticing feature for them to become involved in. And also, National Public Health Week gives students an excuse to reach out to the rest of their campus community as well as the community outside their campus, and then they become the experts to these other populations, and they can showcase public health during this week and really educate the rest of the campus and the outside community on what public health is all about. The APHA Student Assembly has always been involved in National Public Health Week, but they formalized their participation in the form of establishing a Student Assembly National Public Health Week Planning Committee, which is now a subcommittee of the Student Assembly's Action Committee. And in 2009, the Student Assembly organized their first planning committee, and I had the honor of serving as the committee chair for that inaugural year. We had six committee members, from everyone from undergrad students through the doctoral level, from across the country. And we worked very closely with Marissa Hardin, who at the time she was chair-elect to the Student Assembly. She's now the Student Assembly chair, outgoing, and Cameron Culver, who is going to be the incoming Student Assembly chair. He actually has also been quite involved throughout National Public Health Week efforts. We also had significant support from the co-chair of the Student Assembly's Campus Liaison Subcommittee. We worked very closely with that group as well to get really into the campuses across the country. And so in 2010, the Student Assembly again had another planning committee. This year it was chaired by Sherry Gibson. And we worked really closely with APHA staff to establish the first ever Student Public Health Day, which was mentioned, which was the Friday of National Public Health Week. And we are absolutely delighted that it has become now an institutionalized part of Public Health Week. So we're very excited about that. So I was involved in getting that up and going as well. Oh, and we also had the first ever National Public Health Week toolkit for students this year in 2010. So we were very pleased to have APHA staff support in making that happen. So some of the activities that were sponsored by the APHA Student Assembly on the national level were in 2009, the committee encouraged fellow students to integrate the national APHA Student Assembly sponsored activities into their existing Public Health Week events that were planned across campuses. One of the things we were trying to do across the country was involved public health advocacy. So students were encouraged to write letters to their legislatures to emphasize the need to restore and increase funding for federal, state, and local public health programs. Unfortunately, there really wasn't a good way for us to track how many students did in fact do that, but the feedback that we received was positive, that students did react to that and did follow through on that. Also, we hosted a photo contest. So we paired up with the Association of Schools of Public Health and invited entries for a photo contest demonstrating why we, as students, are the foundation for a healthy America, which fit in with the Public Health Week theme that year. We received several creative and very inspiring photos, which were uploaded. We had set up through the APHA National Public Health Week had a Flickr site for photos, so we uploaded all of our submissions onto that Flickr site. The winning photo was submitted by Julie Willems, who at the time she was a senior at St. Louis University majoring in nursing. And the winning photo is actually the backdrop on this, and I know it did not come out very well, and no matter how hard I tried, I couldn't quite get it, so it was very clear. However, maybe if I describe it a little bit, you'll be able to kind of figure out what it is. Julie is in the blue here, and she's a nurse, so she is taking blood pressure measurements of she and her colleagues would go into barbershops in the city of St. Louis each week to conduct blood pressure screenings. So that's what Julie is doing in this photo, taking blood pressure screenings. And they would also, during the blood pressure screening, they would also educate clients about lifestyle modification and the dangers of hypertension. So as part of submitting this winning photo, Julie had received a This is Public Health t-shirt, and she was featured as the photo of the month in the April 2009 edition of ASPH's Friday Letter, which is the weekly newsletter, electronic newsletter that goes out. So she received recognition in that way. And in 2010, the committee promoted the student toolkit, which included various tips, including forming a health champions committee, engaging your campus community, getting the community involved, tips on engaging the media in event planning, and certainly disseminating APHA's Healthiest Nation video via those various social networking tools that were available. And they also highlighted Public Health Student Day, again, because this was the first time we ever had such a day as part of Public Health Week this year. So as part of that promotion, the committee encouraged students to capture their public health activities on camera and to submit a 2-minute video of the event. So the winning video was submitted by folks from the University of Alabama at Birmingham School of Public Health. And the video is a live action public health service announcement, which features participants holding these small posters defining public health, such as safe drinking water, safe sidewalks, etc. And so the winners had received a free 1-year student membership to APHA. So that was enticing for them to participate and therefore win. Now I'm going to try to show, I don't know if this is going to work. I'm just going to try to do this link here. Because this is the video. So if we see if it works. So yeah, as you can see, they really engaged their entire campus in this effort, which I think is just a wonderful thing to do. And it looked like they were having fun while doing it. So just a few ideas a few activities, I should say, that students had participated in across the country for National Public Health Week this year. And I pulled most of these actually just from the Nation's Health article, which featured the various Public Health Week events that did take place across the country. Several schools had movie nights with screenings of public health related films and documentaries, which were often accompanied by a discussion about the film. And one thing that I found that a lot of campuses did, and I thought would be just a really easy way for public health organizations to get involved, was just to have a booth as part of National Public Health Week events, such as at a lecture. So many campuses seem to have like a keynote speaker come in as part of National Public Health Week for some sort of public health-based lecture. And some of the schools I noticed had information booths set up so people could kind of browse through on their way to the lecture. So I think that would be just really easy for organizations to do. So any of these activities don't have to be very high tech and fancy. I mean, they can be pretty basic but still make a meaningful impact. So some other things, quite a few schools had video contests or photo contests, even an essay contest, various fitness challenges, having yoga classes as part of Public Health Week, using social media tools. I like this healthy dessert cook-off a school did, and I saw different variations of that that campuses had done, even preparing healthy recipes and distributing those, or having other healthy food demonstrations, things like that. So These are relatively straightforward activities, but they can really make a difference. So something to consider. And a few ideas for ways that you can access the student population is the APHA Student Assembly has a campus liaison program, which I referred to earlier, which has expanded to over 80 campuses. And these campus liaisons serve as APHA Student Assembly representatives on their campus. And they are an important link between the schools and the Student Assembly. And I know that this year, I just read in a newsletter that Cameron Culver had pointed out, the incoming Student Assembly Chair, that this year the Student Assembly really wants to expand that campus liaison program and implementing stronger connections between APHA Student Assembly and schools. So be on the lookout for growing that campus liaison program. That might be a way to get involved, get your students involved, and bridging any of the gaps between kind of on the national level and local level. And contact the Student Assembly Board. They can help you advertise events, match you up with students, etc. So if you go, I have the website here, you can click on that, see who the current board members are, reach out to them. If they don't know the answers, they can guide you to someone that can help out. So I encourage you to do that as well, to reach those students, because there's a very active listserv that the Student Assembly has, so they can just do a blast email and reach a lot of students. And on a more local level, you might want to contact your local college's student services rep. They're interested, they tend to be, what I have found, they're interested in presenting opportunities to their students and would really welcome your proactiveness in wanting to engage with students. So they too can help advertise your activities and any requests that you might have for student assistance. And again, many campuses have student listservs, so another way just to get your message out that you're looking for help, you're looking to collaborate on various Public Health Week events. And often colleges have some sort of student association. Many have some student associations that are specific topic areas. So if you're in environmental health, say, you want to hook up with your local college's environmental health student group, then you can target that group as well. But reaching out to your campus is important. And I had wanted just to hear from all of you on activities that you have done. How have you, whether in your affiliate or your organization, how have you collaborated with students during National Public Health Week? And I was also looking for perhaps some suggestions to include in the future student toolkits, that some things that we could perhaps include.
Terry. Several years ago, Senator Nancy Yeldes with the Building Healthy Communities thing, that was right over Katrina, and I was in Hattiesburg at the time, and we took the students from USM and went down to an elementary school there in Hattiesburg that was trying to rebuild. They had no grass, no, all the plants, everything had been washed away. So we went down and repainted their playground furniture, got them some new swing sets, and planted some trees and bushes and flowers and stuff so they would at least have a place to start getting some shade again, some trees.
Excellent.
Yeah, it was fun. And it was little elementary school, like K-3. Oh. And while they were coming to lunch, off and on during the day, coming between the buildings, they were like, thank you.
Yeah, I saw similar things too when I was trying to gather some information in preparation for this talk. That was a common theme, actually, was for graduate students or undergraduate students even to be going into elementary schools. I think it's beneficial for everyone involved to do things like that. Because the college students are the experts. And
they're so cool to little kids.
Yeah.
We recruited our student section to come to Health Day at the Capitol, which was held during National Public Health Week. And we all had on these real beautiful lime green t-shirts, and so there were 50 of us walking the halls. last year, and we had healthy snacks in it, and it really went over bigger than having a reception with food or a meal, that type of thing. But the students were really excited, and they came, and they were energetic, and so it was really good.
Excellent. Good to hear.
I can't remember which year this was, but when it was focused on climate change, our students collected bags from conferences from people and then distributed them at the grocery store for people to use.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah, because we all have, you know,
we all have so many. It's a neat idea. Good.
I just got one more.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know. I mean, I'd love to hear more, but I want to make sure if folks have questions, too, for the other panelists. So I'll leave it to you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.